The Forgotten Garden, written by Kate Morton and read by Caroline Lee. London, 1913. It was dark where she crouched, but the little girl did as she'd been told. The lady had said to wait. It wasn't safe yet. They had to be as quiet as larder mice. It was a game, the little girl knew, just like hide-and-seek. From behind the wooden barrels, the little girl listened, made a picture in her mind the way Papa had taught her. Men, near and far, sailors, she supposed, shouted to one another. Rough, loud voices, full of the sea and its salt. In the distance, bloated ship's horns, tin whistles, splashing oars, and far above, grey gulls cawing, wings flattened to absorb the ripening sunlight. The lady would be back, she'd said so, but the little girl hoped it would be soon. She'd been waiting a long time, so long that the sun had drifted across the sky and was now warming her knees through her new dress. She listened for the lady's skirts swishing against the wooden deck, her heels clipping, hurrying, always hurrying, in a way the girl's own mamma never did. The little girl wondered, in the vague, unconcerned manner of much-loved children, where mamma was, when she would be coming. And she wondered about the lady. She knew who she was. She'd heard grandmamma talking about her. The lady was called the Authoress, and she lived in the little cottage on the far side of the estate, beyond the maze. The little girl wasn't supposed to know. She had been forbidden from playing in the bramble maze. Mamma and grandmamma had told her it was dangerous to go near the cliff. But sometimes, when no one was looking, the little girl liked to do forbidden things.